How do you prepare for the greatest event in human history? Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama, and I'm excited to welcome you to Fraser 365. In this study, we're asking what it looks like to truly and thoroughly prepare ourselves for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It is our hope that you come to a deeper knowledge of the gospel as we're challenged and encouraged in the days to come.
You're listening to Day 33 of Preparation for Resurrection. Today's title is God's Resurrection Power. Christopher Wright said, "Here in Ezekiel's vision, the unique, life-giving power of the Creator God once more breathes life into inert human flesh and brings forth a miracle of new existence." Our text today is Ezekiel 37, verses 1 through 14. "The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of the valley. It was full of bones, and he led me around among them. And behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley, and behold, they were very dry. And he said to me, 'Son of man, can these bones live?' And I answered, 'O Lord, only you know.' And he said to me, 'Prophesy over these bones, and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews up on you, and I will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live. And you shall know that I am the Lord.' So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a sound, and behold, a rattling. And the bones came together, bone to bone, and I looked, and behold, there were sinews upon them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, 'Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live.' So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood to their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, 'Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, Our bones have dried up, and our hope is lost. We are indeed cut off. Therefore, prophesy, and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I will open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people, and I will bring you into the land of Israel, and you shall know that I am the Lord, when I open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people, and I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live, and I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. I have spoken, and I will do it, declares the Lord." The book of Ezekiel was written by the prophet bearing the same name, which means God will strengthen. A Hebrew from the tribe of Levi, he was among the elite of Judah who were captured by Nebuchadnezzar and carried away to Babylon. Ezekiel prophesied between the years 600 and 570 BC and was contemporary of the prophet Daniel. Ezekiel 37 records the prophet's vision of himself in a valley. The valley was filled with bones that were disconnected, scattered, bleached, and brittle. These bones had been picked clean by birds and worms. For Ezekiel, these bones were relics and reminders of what had once been. They also represented dreams of what could have been, but were never realized. They represented a life wasted and a future that had been forfeited. Interestingly, God did not allow Ezekiel to observe the bones from a distance. He didn't place him on the mountain and give him a panoramic view. God put him right in the middle of the valley and caused him to pass through the bones that surrounded him. God wanted Ezekiel to get a close-up and personal view of these bones so that he could gain a sense of the desperation, emptiness, hopelessness, and devastation of what this scene represented. God asks Ezekiel, "Can these bones live?" What an odd question. Can a future that had been forfeited because of neglect, rebellion, and sin ever be reclaimed? Notice Ezekiel's great response, "O Lord God, you know." Ezekiel expressed his total trust in the Lord by saying, "Lord Yahweh, only you know the answer to that." Even more peculiar than the question is God's response. He told Ezekiel to prophesy over these bones. In other words, God told him to preach to dry bones. The entire house of Israel, represented by dry bones, was missing something critical: life. Remember this: disobedience plus distance equals dryness. This was Israel's state. The solution to dryness is knowing God. When you come to know Him more intimately, you will love Him more deeply. When you are dead spiritually, you desperately need God to breathe life into your dryness. As Ezekiel preached, God performed a miracle. Dry bones come to life and stood up as a great army. Only God can bring resurrection and restoration. Can these bones live? Yes. With God, all things are possible. God can transform rigor mortis into resurrection power. Our God takes dead things and brings them back to life again. As we begin this fifth week in the season of preparation for resurrection, know that God wants to raise an army of His disciples. Here's some questions to consider today. In what ways can the vision of dry bones prepare you for celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ? How does the prophecy of dry bones demonstrate the power of God's Word? In what ways do you need God's breath of life in your spiritual life? Thanks again for joining us. Have a great day.